With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Good song. Pumpkins playing Wrigley later this summer with Green Day. I'll be there with Danny Zetterman and Mark Silverman. I will be there. Yes, I will be.
Recapture your youth maybe a little bit?
That's exactly what we're doing. We are recapturing and clinging to any bit of youth that we possibly can cling to at this point. There's not much left, Yurko. But we will be there, and I know.
You're young enough. You're still
I know
46.
They will be playing.
I mean, you're a young man.
Some Cherub Rock. Some Today. Some Tonight
Tonight.
You don't
turn 47 till when?
I just turned 47. Well, not just. I turned 47 in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're 48 in a while.
I will be 48 at the end of the year.
All right. You're still young.
The clock is ticking.
You still look good.
Thank you, Yurko. Well, I feel good today for a couple of reasons. Viking Scott, we were very unannounced and unexpectedly decided to buy Munster donuts for the crew.
He sent to mea culpa, I guess. I don't know what happened when I was gone, but I think there was an issue. There's a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, you were in Pinehurst, I think,
I was enjoying myself.
There was an issue.
There was a problem, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a problem. You guys hid this from me.
Yeah.
I saw Viking Scott this morning. He says, Yurk, I got to explain. I go, that's funny. Nobody's told me anything over at the shop.
He was on hold, I want to say, for a little while.
Without a name.
And then
though.
He texted me.
He was on hold without a name.
That might have been.
He was on hold without a name. He was just a blank yellow piece of screen.
And when I brought it up on the air, not knowing, Abdallah really got mad.
Shadow banned.
Yeah,
he got shadow banned.
Got mad.
That's what happened. Viking Scott got shadow banned by Adam Abdallah.
Well, I think the producers will tell you nothing drives them more
crazy than loyal
blank
callers.
Crazy.
Listeners for 20 plus years.
That the listener
that
on
them
hold
crazy?
That then texts the host.
Well, listen,
why aren't you putting me
that's
on?
That's a special listener, right? It's a special listener. How many of those listeners do you have?
Danny and Schomburg.
That have access to your phone.
Viking Scott.
Right.
Danny and Schomburg. Nick Jakubko.
Uh huh. And then.
There's
maybe
not many.
Lenny Matolo, your
guy.
Yeah,
but Len's not a lizard. Len's one of my dear friends. Not that Viking Scott and Danny Chubbuck aren't, but.
I was going to say, I mean, what's Viking Scott to me? I mean, yeah, he's not just peanuts.
He's a dear friend to you, for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think of any
other. And I played the member guests together, for heaven's sake.
There might be a few other that I'm forgetting, but a few. And boy, does it drive Abdallah.
Yeah.
And I think Chris would tell you that
today.
Kevin Zipak's with us today because Abdallah's off for the holiday.
Nobody told me there was an international issue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Adam was mad.
An issue of international affairs.
Adam was mad.
Well, I think this all started the week before because remember Scott called in and said, hey, guys, I'm here to give my picks. And then at the end of that phone call, he said, I'll call in on Thursday and give the rest of the picks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Abdallah flew off the handle because he was like, what is this? You're teasing a segment coming up that you're going to call back into the show to give more picks?
I think that's
what started it. And so I believe on the date that Yurko was missing, Scott called in to finish giving his picks, and Abdallah just didn't even screen the call. He just put him on hold.
I think that's correct. And then he was texting me, and Adam got pretty mad. So
shadow banned. He was shadow
banned. So Viking Scott sent Munster donuts. Yurko will buy sandwiches tomorrow because the White Sox had an offensive explosion, as predicted by me yesterday. I said, this lineup is so
stacked.
Laughable. Yeah. That because baseball is beautiful. It is. It is a beautiful sport. A
beautiful game.
I said, because baseball is so weird and so beautiful, I said, you watch this lineup score six runs.
And
Yurko said, if they score six runs, I'll buy sandwiches.
No, you said five runs. And I said, well, then they've got to score six because you predicted five.
Is that what it was?
So if they score six, I'll buy five runs in the first.
Five
I'm
run first.
Texts, I'm getting
they hit everything.
Tweets. I'm getting X's from people. I'm like, come on. I go, listen, they just got five. They need one more. And there I was through the seventh.
Only in baseball.
Feeling good with myself, right?
Yes.
Feeling good with myself. And then they did it in the eighth inning.
Donovan
they
Fletcher.
Did it.
Yeah. This is why baseball is. It is odd and it's weird, but it is beautiful in a way. If I were going to take the lineup, the talent, the history, the numbers of the lineup that the White Sox threw out yesterday, and I somehow translated it to an NBA lineup. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know exactly what you're saying.
That NBA lineup would get destroyed.
Yes.
It would get unequivocally,
destroyed.
Without question, in any sort of meaningful game, destroyed.
Destroyed. Yes.
If I did the same thing in football or hockey or any other sport, that lineup would get destroyed because baseball is beautiful. Everybody went up there and all of a sudden had a hit. And they're hitting it hard and they're scoring runs and... It's like that, that's it. That's baseball. So the White Sox scored some runs. Wow. All right. Way to go. And we get sandwiches tomorrow. Compliments of Yurko.
I needed orders from everybody.
This also happened in the White. Yeah, we'll get orders. You want to do Graziano's?
Including from Adam. He's already texted me wishing me a good morning.
Adam McDowell?
Yes. He's already texted me. That's fine.
We'll get our sandwich orders in.
Sandwich orders in. That way I know.
It'll be a good day. Tomorrow's the start of the Masters. We get sandwiches from the good kid. It's fun.
We're making our predictions today. Carmen and I participate in the poll.
We're participating in our Masters poll. It's kind of cool. You have to pick six golfers, and you have $60,000 to spend, and the golfers have a range of money.
They've got a value.
You know, as high as, like, John Rahm at about $13,000. Scottie
Scheffler's at $13,000. Rahm's at $12,200.
There you go.
Jose Maria, I lost my ball at $7,000.
He's the lowest. Yes. Yeah, and you have to spend $60,000. You get average $10,000 per golfer, six golfers. It's a fun pool. Somebody here, Raquel, is running. I hope she doesn't mind me outing her that she's running that pool. And so, we're in that pool. I'm excited about the start of the Masters. I also want to play this because this happened. While the White Sox were finally thrilling the nation with some runs, Yurko, or at least the Chicagoland area, this happened.
Mancada down that third base line. Tough play. Oh, no! Mancada goes down, and you can tell he is in pain.
Well, we knew that he was not 100% coming into this, and just about the time he got to the bag.
It looked like he was, like there was a sniper in the building. I mean, he went down.
Groin area,
I don't know, Eric. He went down in such a heap. I mean, the Guardians players, I still do it from time to time.
Not being a bad person.
I know.
You just slip.
Know,
go.
The Chargers, I would think of the way you screw up with the L.A. San Diego Chargers, I screw up with the Guardians and Indians. The Guardians players were like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
Yohan, are you okay? I mean, it was bad.
I heard a pop.
He went down in such a heap.
Yeah.
He was hustling. He's got a little bit of a reputation as a dog. I'll give him, and not the good dog, the bad dog. He was hustling. These guys can't run to first without getting hurt. I've never, ever seen anything like it. Ever. Robert, Aloy, and Mancada can't even make it to tax day. You realize that?
Yeah, that's Monday. Tax day's Monday.
They couldn't even make it to tax day. And Aloy's body's a little different. I mean, Mancada and Robert have these chiseled, impressive physiques. So it's not even like, well, it's just their body type. Maybe that does have something to do with it. I don't know. I don't know if it's the whole, Ozzy, you can't pull fat.
That's right.
Back when we played, I'll play it again. This was Ozzy the other day.
You seem like the same way. You know what I mean, like
running the bases.
Running the bases. Everything is about legs. I don't know. Like I always say, John Kroc say, fat. Never pull.
You can't pull fat.
Nope. All those, eat right, be careful what you eat, no cheeseburger, here's the, man, I remember those guys go here drinking 2, 6, 7, 12 Budweiser, give me 3 hamburgers and go get it, boys.
Didn't go on the injured list.
And they play all year long.
I don't know, man. Mm. Maybe he's right, can't pull fat. Maybe they're wound too tight. They're too muscular. They're not training for, functionality. They're just adding muscle. I have no idea. I don't know how to answer it. I don't know who possibly could. I've never seen anything like this, Yurk, with this collection of players, ever. I don't know if it's something that they're doing wrong, although they've tried changing methods and training stabs. No clue. Never seen anything like it. And all of them have legit, like, serious injuries.
Yeah, they just wound tight.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe
some guys are more apt to be injured once they are injured. You know, like the first time you end up getting injured, you never kind of get back to where you were once biomechanically. Always maybe favoring something. Hey, you look at Giannis now, right?
Well, boy, how about that yesterday? How scary was that? Now,
if you're Giannis a Milwaukee Bucks fan, if you're Travis Wacker sitting upstairs and you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, you could bet your sweet Akin Panachkis there's some fear going through your mind.
When you can't feel good, right? That, like, he's going to make it through the postseason,
right?
Like, totally healthy,
right?
Now.
But if you look at his injury history and his games missed over the course of time and what he's missed it with, it's everything in the left side.
Achilles, that's weird.
It's calf, it's hammy. It's tendons. It's all types of crap on the left side of his leg. So, you know, once one thing goes wrong, you're kind of off a little bit. And the next thing you know, something else goes wrong. Something's compensating for something else. Got to get him back right. Got to get him to the chiropractor. Start adjusting him. Some dry needling. Maybe some wet needling, whatever you need, dry or wet.
Maybe overhauling whatever training regimen you've done historically. I don't know.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of muscular imbalance that you've got to think. So you got to kind of fine-tune the body for what the body needs. It's amazing. And I had a pull. Listen, I had a pull. Like, my left side of my neck and my right rhomboid area, which is right next to
when you were scapula. Playing, you mean?
No, just a couple days ago.
Oh.
A week and a half ago.
Got it.
The scapula, right next to the scapula on the right side, you got a muscle in your back called the rhomboid. Tight.
Tight like a tiger?
Tightened up your my paraspinal muscles running all the way down to my keister. You know where the origin of the pain was or the origin of the issue? The glutes.
Your glutes?
The glutes were tied up in battleship chains.
So it was like sending the pain up?
It got tight and compressed and was pulling on everything else.
Mm.
So you've got to go to the area that you've got a problem with. You've got to fix that to be able to fix everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A body needs to be in alignment. In alignment. It needs to be in alignment before you can work on your muscular situation.
Like that.
So if your body is misaligned, right, and you start messing with the muscles, you're never really going to be able to do something with massage because your body is out of alignment. Do you get me?
Yeah, I do.
The body needs to be in tune.
I hear what you're saying. I've never seen anything like this. Not that most of it, and you know, you don't want to see guys get hurt. Please
nobody
don't misunderstand.
Wants to see anybody get hurt.
Not that much of this matters. The White Sox, with or without these three guys, weren't going to be a good baseball team this year. They just weren't. They're bad. So I don't know in terms of like what it matters, what it means. It's just it's kind of sad to just see guys, the same guys with the same type of injuries all the time, just running the bases. That's it, running the bases. I've never seen anything like it. I dare you to give us a comp for this. I dare you. Where it's year after year, over and over,
day after
the
day.
Same three guys. Constantly with these serious injuries.
Constantly.
Running the bases. Please.
They can't run.
I've never seen anything like it, ever.
They're like rubber bands that are bound too tight and they're just going to matter of time before they snap. That's what's going on with this team. It is wild,
Yurko.
It's crazy.
The Cubs continue to slug. We'll talk some Cubs here in a little bit. If you want to ring us up to talk Chicago baseball, 312-33. Excuse me.
You
I'm okay? verklempt.
You going to be all right today?
I'm
too much
great.
Fish. What'd you have? Too much shrimp up there with Jesse Rogers today?
First of all,
you
I didn't eat any
shrimp?
Fish.
Just fry up some crawfish
no.
or something?
We stopped by Seafood Merchants to see Dennis and Frank and the crew.
You said hello to everybody?
We did.
I sent my kindest regards. I hope you conveyed that message.
I told them that you sent regards.
Thank you. Kindest?
And I told them, yes, kindest. And I said, when we go up to Hallis Hall this summer for training camp shows.
Oh, on the blacktop.
Because they're in Vernon Hills.
On the blacktop.
We should tell Yurko to come because I think you would be impressed with their massive operation. Seafood Merchants is like the fish wholesaler to every great restaurant and chef in Chicago.
You call them a fishmonger at the highest scale?
Yeah, I mean, sure, they've got guys in there mongering fish. I mean, that's all they're doing.
How does one monger a fish?
You've got a sharp knife, Yurko.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand exactly what a little fish mongering goes on.
They have such an impressive operation that 6 days a week, fresh fish is coming in from all over North America, Europe. You should have seen the Branzino I saw this morning. Off the plane. Heavens. The fish was in the Mediterranean yesterday.
Yes, yeah. Yucer, we say that. Yesterday? Yucer.
Off the coast of Croatia. And yeah. God knows, the Adriatic in the Mediterranean.
Beautiful Adriatic Sea.
You should have seen the Branzino that was coming in. And then what they do is all the lettuce restaurants, right?
Yeah.
Chicago Cut, sure. All the Ballyhoo restaurants. Every great restaurateur in town gets their seafood from Seafood
Beautiful.
Merchants. It is an operation, dude. And you got guys in there cleaning and scaling and dicing and slicing. And then the trucks take it to all the restaurants. It's incredible. Incredible operation.
Did the shark bite?
Did you get bit by a shark? I did not get bit by a shark.
They got live sharks there?
Nope. They got live lobsters, but live sharks.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, they got live lobsters.
Did you guys boil one up?
No.
Did you listen to it scream?
We didn't cook.
Did you listen to it scream when you put the lobster in the hot water?
That's terrible.
I can't hear you.
That's terrible.
I just put the tail in a little bit. That's terrible. Kind of torment the lobster.
That's terrible. Okay. That's just terrible. Why do you got to ruin the experience for everybody? I mean, I like lobster. Why do you got to ruin the experience?
When the dove cries. when the lobster cries.
Coming up next. I'll give you the wee whiskey fact of the day because we got the Highlander wee whiskey VIP ticket packages to give away at the end of the week. We're qualifying people every day. So you'll get the whiskey fact of the day. You're going to need that to try to qualify later. We'll talk baseball, football, Jeff Passan in an hour on the epidemic in baseball with arm injuries. I mean, the White Sox have their own epidemic with injuries. It's not arm related. Not that it hasn't been in the past, but this arm injury thing and the star pitchers that seemingly just can't make it through a season at this point. I mean, it's quite alarming. We'll try to get to the bottom of it and just talk some big picture baseball stuff in general with Jeff Passan in an hour. We'll do the lunch rush.
Let's talk some ball.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. The Bulls with a clunker, but the Jalen Brunson came back home last night and was fantastic. So a bunch of stuff to react to. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
I'm going to give everybody the whiskey fact of the day here. Now, you remember that, and later on in the show, callers 10 and 20 will have a chance to answer the question. You're going to get the answer. You just got to listen. And then if you are caller 10 or 20 and you know it, you can qualify for one of two VIP pairs of tickets for the Wee Whiskey Fest happening next weekend in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. These are the Highlander VIP tickets. These are like $300 a pop. I mean, this gets you
Highlander.
This gets you almost like this is like the second to the top tier of ticket that they have. I mean, it gets you in everything they've got going on all weekend long. It's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in and around beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. So it's going to be a fun weekend of whiskey sipping by the lake. That's Wee Whiskey Fest. You can find out more at weewhiskeyfest.com, W-E-E whiskeyfest.com. So yesterday we gave you the tip, Yurk, that if you're going to legally make and sell bourbon, you cannot distill it, right, at anything more. The spirit can't be distilled at anything more than 160 proof.
That's 100%
correct.
No
more than 80% alcohol by volume.
And the day before we found out to be called bourbon, you've got to be aged for 2 years.
Straight bourbon. Yeah, it's got to be at least 2 years.
Yeah, it's not crooked bourbon. Right, not straight bourbon, yes.
Yes, you cannot distill it more than 160 proof.
Right.
Now, did you know that there's a maximum proof level at which the spirit can enter the fresh, new charred barrel? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
There is. Now, it used to be a lot lower, but in the 60s, to save a little money so they wouldn't need as many barrels, Yurko.
Right.
The powerful lobbyists lobbied Congress, and they got the government to change the law. It used to be like, I think, about 115 proof, right?
Right.
In the 60s, they got the government.
Right.
They got the government to change the law so they could save money. They upped the entry proof.
Right.
And that proof was raised to, and this is all you have to remember, 125 proof. If you're going to sell bourbon, it cannot go into the barrel at anything more than 125 proof.
125 proof.
That's all you got to remember. Now, it's up to the distiller to decide Some go as low as like 103, Michter's for one. I think Woodford Reserve's on the lower end too, if I'm not mistaken. Some go all the way up to the maximum allowable, especially some of the huge, gigantic, like monolithic operations that have tons of whiskey and tons of barrel and tons of cost. They might go a little bit higher to save some money, up to the 125. But 125, that's all you got to remember. That's your whiskey fact of the day.
125.
125, Yurk.
125. I've got it.
Mark is in Berwyn on ESPN 1000 with Carmen and Yurko. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Carm. Hey, Yurko.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. I'm having a good enough day. I was talking to some of my friends last night, and I had told them how I was going to call in and suggest a modification for your White Sox contest. Were the seven,
yes.
Instead of 7% and 70,
yeah.
So, however you call it, it's 7-7 or 70, and it's going to be 7 losses or 7 shutouts before it hits 70.
Well, the problem is it already hit 70 at Midway on Monday.
I wasn't sure if it hit it on Monday or not because I was busy with the darn eclipse. But
no, I hear you.
Yeah, it nailed it.
You were busy with the eclipse. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, how do you not enjoy it, right? I mean, I'm not saying you cry over it, but you enjoy it, right? It was cool.
Well, no, I didn't cry. Sparked up and enjoyed, you know?
Yes, of course. Marky, thanks, buddy. You don't get many opportunities. By the way, speaking of the eclipse, can you stop doing the Masters pool and just do the show?
Speak of the eclipse, please. Go ahead. Well, you can't throw this crap in front of me.
I didn't throw it in front of you.
I'm not going to do it.
Just put it away. Like, you're like a child. You're like my kid. I get phone calls from the teachers. He's in sixth grade. He's not doing his homework. He's too busy looking at it.
Did I turn it over?
Did
I turn it over? It's over.
It's like dealing
with... Put your pencil down, Yurk.
It's like dealing with a child.
I'm trying to get an A in the class, and you're sitting there, you're busting my balls.
He's doing his best.
I mean, Carm, you did give off parent vibes there. Yeah. That was a little aggressive. He's a man. He's a grown man. He makes his own decisions, but you came off as a parent.
Go ahead. Spin me a yarn.
Well, it's not me spinning yarn. Speaking of the eclipse... It made me think of something. Yesterday's episode of the Effectively Wild podcast, which is a baseball podcast.
Delivered by who?
Delivered by the folks at Fangraphs.
Okay, it's Ben Lindbergh. Three people that listen to that know exactly what Carmen's talking about. But convey the message. Go ahead. No, it's okay. You three know exactly what it is. Now you're going to tell the rest of the city of Chicago, which is fine. There's got to be good information. It's got to be pertinent to the discussion we're having today.
Well,
go.
Do you know how they started their show? How they started their podcast? And this is like within the baseball community. There's more than three. Maybe not 3 million, but there's more than three.
Okay.
This is a national. You know, this is a big baseball podcast.
Right. Yeah, it's
like
a big one.
And baseball junkies and nerds definitely like it. It's very good. The content's very good. It's very analytic, but it's very good. They led their podcast, which they hardly ever, forget about lead their podcast with White Sox, they hardly ever reference the White Sox.
Right.
Because they're largely irrelevant, I hate to say. It's my team, but that's the truth. Not only did they lead their podcast with the White Sox, they spent about the first 25 minutes talking about Pedro Grifol's stance on the eclipse. Are you aware of this?
I am not aware of this.
So
what was Pedro's thoughts on the eclipse?
So they were in Cleveland, right? Like,
right.
You're in the path of totality.
Yes, you were. Yes.
Like the Guardians opened the stadium so that the fans could come in early and experience the darkness.
You've piqued my interest.
I piqued your interest. The whole world's talking about this.
Everybody
in North America is talking about it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's talking about it.
They are in the building, one of the few major league venues that is going to experience the totality.
Yeah, the totality of it all.
And before the game, Pedro Grifol, Sox Machine wrote about this too. They wrote about it a couple of days ago. Before the game, Grifol was oddly adamant, about not witnessing history. He said, quote, "I'll see videos of it to see what it looks like, but there's baseball. I probably shouldn't say that, but family and baseball. People don't believe it, but I live it."
Oh, boy.
That's all that matters. That was their reaction on the podcast.
This is my manager of the year.
This is the manager of the year. Good luck to you.
Oh, boy.
They spent 25 minutes, and rightfully so, and they're like the two, like Meg Rowley and Ben Lindbergh are like the two, like, sweetest, most, like, even-keeled,
sure,
like, non-confrontational people you're going to come across. And they spent the better part of 25 minutes lambasting Pedro Grifol for just a completely ridiculous take. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, baseball and family.
Okay. Like he's Sparky Anderson.
Yeah. Jim Leland. Coming of Jim Leland.
What's your record?
Yeah.
All you do is live family and baseball?
And baseball.
There's no time for anything else?
Nothing. Family and baseball.
No time?
None.
To see when you're in the path of totality, like maybe twice in a lifetime?
Right.
Maybe?
You're in the one stadium. In the Unidos Estados.
You're in the only stadium.
The only stadium that's going to benefit by the totality of it all.
You're in it. Your team is in it.
I thought they said post-game that he did look.
Well, because he was getting crap about it, apparently.
Everybody was
apparently he
chops.
Found out, Chris, that he was getting crap about it.
That's right.
And so then he, like, changed his tune, and he said he did look. But Chris, family?
Family.
And baseball, just like Vince Lombardi.
Of course.
Family and baseball, Chris.
Well, it's like Yurko, family and the radio show. Right. Yurko sat in the studio while you were running around downtown looking up at the sky. But Yurko cares about family and this and program.
Yeah. Once you volunteered to leave the studio, I couldn't do the same.
Yurko, the best is your reaction was priceless because you hadn't heard it. Yurko put his head down and goes, oh, boy, that's my manager of the year.
It's my manager of the year.
Like, even Yurko knows that.
You know what Jerry's going to do? Jerry is going to let him twist in the wind.
I probably.
With the badness of it all. He's going to let him twist in the wind. He don't care.
It's amazing.
You see they refuted the reports from yesterday?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw Bruce tweet something about it. Our buddy Bruce Levine.
And then Cowley went in. It was funny.
Like, wait, was I this love happening Bruce. On X? Was this,
oh yeah.
Oh, I gotta go
take,
back.
Take
and look.
A look at what Cowley put out. There.
I gotta go back and look. Oh God,
oh, boy. We got issues.
You guys know how this game is played.
I know.
Just
how
think
it's
about
played.
What would take place.
Oh Jesus. Well, Bruce and Cowley have been like oil and water for a long time.
It's fun. Right? It's fun.
Warring factions, and it was all from Cowley's little. Quip at the end of that column he had, right?
Yes.
And it was a Bears, Bulls column with a shot at the White Sox at the end.
Yes. I'm still like, I'm still fascinated by what Joe wrote yesterday. He's like, sources indicate that Reinsdorf knew by the middle of last season that Grifol had done a job so poor it was, you know, deemed fireable. But he wanted to hold back on all the dead money, so he was going to wait about a year. I'm still, like, oddly fascinated. Does that mean, like, on June 23rd, Grifol's getting fired? Like, that'll be a year later?
Whether it is or not, all I know is in August of last year, it's when Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn got the boot.
That's true.
He kicked them to the curbside.
Listen, you know to save money.
Told you Tony La Russa was great.
Right.
You fired, both of you.
You know to save money. Like, Abdallah's right. Jesse's right. Like, he's already on the payroll. Tony La Russa's coming back downstairs into that dugout.
He was in spring training all year.
He's there every day.
Non-stop.
It's happening.
He's got a king-size bed in his office. You know that? So he can get his naps in.
312-332-3776 is the number.
Serta.
Family and baseball, boys. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
I played the wrong soundbite. My bad. Hold on.
First stop, Boo, and that's a steal from Drummond. Andre Drummond knocked it free. And Torrey Craig!
You know, look, the Cubs are pretty good, and I think the Bears are trending in a good direction. We need it as Chicago sports fans. I mean, not all of us are Cub fans, obviously, but at least Cub fans have that. Like, for those of us that are Sox fans, we need a good bull season. We talked about it with Waddle and Sylvie in Crosstalk yesterday. You know, now you got guys trying to alley-oop dunk to themselves and Andre Drummond thinking it was for him and two guys crack. I mean, they were a laughing stock all night and all morning
after
that play. You know, That's kind of an all-timer right there.
I don't know what Drummond's thinking.
I have no idea what Drummond is thinking.
I get what the guy who threw it up there. Well, he said, hey, I want to bring a little pop back into the building. Yeah. Maybe build us a little life. You know what?
A little showboaty for a team four games below 500.
Five slam a jamma. You know how exciting dunks are. You know how when you posterize somebody, that's something special. You know you get a little buzz of electricity throughout the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it. But when that happens.
Holy cow.
First time, ooh, that's a steal for Drummond. Andre Drummond knocked it free, and Torrey Craig!
That means the reaction is great. Come on is right. I mean, yeah. The bench, the look on their face. Get up this morning was having fun with it, and they were killing him. Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think he catches it, and he slams it down. Interfered by Andre Drummond.
Like, Andre Drummond's all of a sudden playing defense on his own guy, and then he got hurt.
He's looking at the official going, where's the foul? The guy that threw it up there, who I don't know
Torrey
who
Craig.
He is.
It was Torrey Craig.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. I have no idea. He wears Bulls uniform, I guess.
He does.
He threw it up there. And he's looking for a foul, and then he realizes it's my own guy that sabotaged me.
And Andre Drummond got hurt on the play.
He got hurt going back.
He couldn't finish the game.
He got hurt going back. He rolled an ankle going back.
Oh, I don't think I realized that. Because the next thing I knew, when they turned the ball over at the other end, he was like collapsed on the sideline. I was like, wait a minute.
He had turned his ankle on the defensive end of the floor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Holy cow, Yurko.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
Jalen, man. Oh, my God, Jalen Brunson. You got to love that story, dude.
45 last night?
45. On 24 45, shots,
45 Yurko. Last night?
On 24 shots. We'll talk about Jalen Brunson a little bit more. Chris was telling me to go check Cowley's tweets from last night. And, you know, Cowley's a salty dog. He's funny. He doesn't care. Cowley will mix it up. Cowley at the Sun-Times will mix it up
with
anybody. He's got a hilarious tweet. So, Woj tweeted a couple hours ago that Atlanta Hawks All-Star guard Trae Young is nearing a return, could play as soon as tonight versus the Hornets, to which Joe Cowley quote tweeted, and the Bulls now jump to 10-point favorites over the Hawks in next week's play-in game. That's funny. That's a good tweet because Atlanta seemingly plays better without Trae Young on the floor.
Yeah.
That's a very funny tweet by Joe. I like that. You ready for play-in action?
Am I ready for what?
Play-in.
No, I don't care about play-ins.
Will you watch the play-in game?
No, I'll wait till the playoffs start. And if the Bulls get there, then fine. We'll be able to watch the Bulls in the playoffs. Play-in game, this dumb thing that they had, the one remnant of stupidity that's left from COVID. I don't care.
The last game of the year is Sunday, Yerk. And then the play-in games will be next week. I think the Bulls might play in the 70s. I don't know if they've totally released that schedule yet, but the Bulls will be playing the Hawks somewhere next week. Both teams lost yesterday, and now it looks like Trae Young might be coming back. Let's go to Joey G in Melrose Park. Hey, Joey G.
Joey.
Never gone to Joey G, and he hasn't been there.
I've never had that happen. He might have to be taking an order.
Going once. Joey going twice. Joey.
For the Capicola.
I think he might have on hold or something. I don't know. Joey, sorry, buddy. I've never.
Beef sandwich.
Maybe he's getting a beef sandwich.
He was very concerned about the La Russa comments that you made. That's what he wanted to talk about.
Concerned how? Like,
he thought he was going to be the manager again or something? I don't know.
Well, at some point that might happen.
Listen, Abdallah and Jesse have floated that, and I don't think it's crazy.
And you know Abdallah's sources.
Do we have?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, does Abdallah have some awesome White Sox or something? Like, I don't know.
He's got inside sources.
I think it's a great call by those two. I think it might happen. Peter's in Arlington Heights. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys. First of all, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
And if it's allowed, I got a question for each one of you. But,
yeah, absolutely.
First off, Yurko, not to change any subjects completely, but wanted to get your take on today's Champions League games, what your thoughts are with Dortmund and Atletico or Barcelona and Saint-Germain. I already made a bet, but I'm just curious.
So I got Barcelona beating Paris Saint-Germain. Go ahead.
No, I had that also.
And then I've got Borussia Dortmund against who?
Atletico Madrid.
Boy, that Atletico Madrid and Diego Simeone.
Yeah?
Boy, they play a tough,
Do they?
Version of ball.
So there's three teams from La Liga alive in the Champions League?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, two of Real Madrid's championships, and I believe 14 and 16, came against Atletico Madrid to win the championship. So
who do you like in that one?
I like Atletico Madrid in that one. Believe it or not, I do. I like Atletico Madrid.
And then were both games yesterday draws?
3-3 and 2-2, yes.
Okay, so the next leg is going to be the determining factor next week?
Next week.
We'll go into the
semis. They'll play, I believe, on Wednesday or Tuesday. What day do they play next week?
Both Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, they'll play.
Well, they got them both. I'm saying Real Madrid and Manchester City.
Next week they play Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, because this week they were Tuesday.
Today's games will be next Tuesday. Tuesday's games will be next Wednesday.
Got it. All right, what was your question for me, Peter?
How handsome is Yurko?
Very, very.
Kind of off topic, but with this trend of smoking whiskeys, a lot of these bars now are smoking the glass or they're smoking the whiskey. Do you think it actually enhances anything, or do you think the whiskey should just stand on its own?
That's a really good question, Peter. And I, every once in a while, I do have little cedar blocks that I will make a smoked old fashioned. But it is not my preferred choice. And I think now they're taking it a little bit overboard. I mean, sometimes there's so much smoke that I find it a little unnecessary. So I know where Peter's coming from with that. A good old fashioned made properly,
stands on its own.
Yeah. You don't really need to do much.
Made properly is the key term.
That's the key term.
Key term. Made properly stands on its own 2 feet.
That's right. David's on the south side. Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm born and raised a Sox fan. I can see the fireworks from my house. I've only ever been to White Sox games in my life. So I'm just trying to understand, man. Like, as far as the three Latin players are concerned, I think that they're kind of like just hot dogging it. I mean, the financial stability they got comparable to our economy, them guys are set for life. They got generational wealth. And I just don't see the motivation. And it's such a shame because the talent is undeniable. As far as this Grifol situation goes, guys, like, are you telling me he's still here for less than $1 million a year?
What
a slap in the face to the fans that is. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, to say he's still here because you don't want to eat less than $1 million in salary?
Do you know that for sure, David? I don't know what his salary is. Less than $1 million.
Well, they said it was like seven or eight managers at like in the $1 million range, and then there were like a handful of guys who were under $1 million.
Wow, David, thanks for the phone call. That'd be surprising to me. But to your point, David, like Waddle and Sylvie talked about that yesterday, Yerk, during their show. Like, you know, they were like, "What are we talking about here? Like, you don't want to eat what? You're not paying Pedro Grifol $8 million a year.
No, you're not.
You don't want to eat $1.5 million or $2 million. I'd almost find it hard to believe he's making less than $1 million, to be honest with you. But it's probably, I don't know, is it $1.5 million, $2 million? Like, and Waddle and Sylvie said the same thing. Like, that's what we're talking about? Like, you got a franchise valued at whatever they're valued at, and, like, you don't want to eat a couple $1 million? Yeah, easy for us to say, but it's the equivalent of us eating. If you wanted to get rid of something to make it better, and it was going to cost you, let's say, $200, would you do it? If it was a thorn in your side and you're sort of embarrassed by the whole thing, yeah, you'd probably be like, you know what? That's worth $200.
I don't know what they paid for him. I have no idea. Do you remember what they said about him when he came in? When Rick Hahn was touting him as the best?
Not really.
I've got it.
Do you?
Pedro is a bilingual, modern baseball thinker who brings 2+ decades of experience in a variety of roles. Bench coach, hitting coach, winter ball, minor league manager, director, player development, and scout, said Rick Hahn. He's an excellent communicator and an experienced game planner who brings a high-energy and detail-oriented approach to the leadership. He's committed to building an inclusive and cohesive clubhouse, and we could not be happier than to have Pedro leading our club. A lot of catchphrases and keywords in there.
Yurko, do you think he was interviewing someone else?
Yeah, and when, then we're going to give him a horse-blank team that he's got to go to war with.
Do you think... Do you think like Pedro Grifol hired an actor or something to like do the interview?
Yeah.
And then they hired him, and like when he showed up at the press conference, Rick Hahn was like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "I'm Pedro Grifol." And he's like, "No, you're not. You're not the guy I interviewed." "No, I am." And Rick was like, "Man, is that
the same guy?
He looks different.
Is that the same
That's
guy?
That's the guy."
What were the credentials coming in?
I guess.
Oh, there are multiple. You didn't get that?
I think maybe Rick interviewed someone else.
Bench coach for the Royals, right?
There he is. Bilingual. Modern baseball thinker.
Oh, modern baseball.
2+ decades of experience as a bench coach, hitting coach, winter ball, minor league manager, director, player development, and scout. Excellent communicator. The man can speak. Bilingual, by the way, if you didn't notice.
That is important.
But it's the first thing he mentioned.
That is important.
Right. Excellent communicator. Experienced game planner. I don't, high energy. Detail oriented.
What are you going to do?
Inclusive and cohesive. I mean, that
he was obviously interviewing somebody
all
else.
All the
right?
catchphrases one could possibly throw in there. How much of it was actually true?
312-332.
I heard he only speaks one language.
No.
I'm joking. I said how much of it was true, and I just went for the bilingual part.
312-332-3776. You can ring us up. Crosstalk at 2:30. Waddle and Sylvie will have a somewhat truncated show again. They'll be off at 4:30 for another White Sox Guardians tilt here on your home for the Sox. We'll do the lunch rush in the 1 o'clock hour. Jeff Passan talks baseball with us at 1:15. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Dude. Stop following me.
Ingredients for a perfect whiskey festival. Well, you need a picturesque location. We got that with Lake Geneva. Got to sample more than 100 premium bourbons and whiskeys. Check dinner pairing events, cocktail contests, live entertainment. Check, check, and check again. Inviting you here to the Wee Whiskey Fest, April 19th to the 21st in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Now, I'm going to be at the Ridge off Route 50, just a little west of town, for the Grand Tasting event next Saturday, the 20th. You can go to WeeWhiskeyFest.com. That's WeeWhiskeyFest.com to make your plans for a weekend of whiskey sipping by the lake.
Working from home? We're back in the office. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We were just joking that... These guys out here, youngsters
on spring break.
They've got a picture of Caleb Williams. They're very excited, and they've got cool shades too. Yeah.
Do they?
We were just joking that
fancy.
You know, Yurko was reading what Rick Hahn had said about Pedro Grifol at the introductory press conference, and I said, "Did he send someone else to the interview? Like, was Rick interviewing the right guy?" And our friend John Greenberg from The Athletic sent me a text, and he said, this is the guy Rick interviewed, and it's is it GIF or GIF? I always get it mixed up.
GIF.
GIF. Thank you, GIF. Chris. It's the GIF of...
It's a GIF.
It's the GIF of Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting. Retainer, you suspect. Will Hunting sent him to the interview, yeah.
If you say you had $200 in this hand.
That's who Pedro.
Retainer.
That's who Pedro sent to do the interview. And Rick was blown away by all the great traits and qualities of Pedro Grifol.
What's Rick doing?
In fairness to Pedro, this is hardly all Pedro Grifol's fault.
That's true.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. Good luck to any manager
with what goes on down there.
Yeah.
On the baseball ops side.
What's Rick doing now?
Fan experience, best in the league. Baseball ops, bottom five.
Okay, what's Rick doing now? Where's he at?
I don't know. I know.
Did he catch out with another franchise?
I know our friend Ben Wong. Oh, there's another listener, a great listener of ours that has my number, Ben Wong. I know Ben... Okay. Ben's son plays college baseball. He's a pitcher at, I want to say, gosh, Ben, forgive me if I have this wrong, Cal Poly Tech, maybe? Okay. I can't remember. Ben's son pitched at Lane Tech here in Chicago and is pitching in college now. He's working for the Cubs this summer. How about this kid? He's going places, this kid, Yurko. Anyway.
I'll take your word for it.
Ben was out in the spring watching his son play in California and bumped into Rick at this college baseball I don't think this was a showcase. I think these were games.
Right, actual games.
Yeah, and because he sent a picture.
He's got to be doing some scouting.
He sent a picture of he and Rick, you know. Uh-huh. Hey, Carm, Rick says hi. I'm like, I doubt it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I actually have
fine
memories.
I actually
like Rick Hahn very much.
Yeah.
I knew the man personally in a different life, I guess you'd say. I didn't spend too much time around Rick these last handful of years. I like Rick. Maybe not as good of a general manager as I thought he was going to be. I mean, I think his track record unfortunately says that. I think he's handcuffed by some things over there, the way they do things on the South Side. It's just not a real major market, seriously functioning baseball operations department. It's just not, Yurko. Yeah. And some of that has to fall on Rick and Kenny, but a lot of that is just the way the team is run from an ownership standpoint, from top down. The baseball ops are just you have built nothing sustainable in 40 years because of how you choose to operate. And it's as simple as that. That's it.
It's a cold, hard fact.
It is a cold, hard fact. That's
Period.
It.
Yeah. And your philosophy.
And so the park
don't allow
is great.
You to get the best players.
The park is great. That's right, Yurko.
You don't develop your own players.
That's right.
There's a dearth of development there.
You are, keep
and
going.
The guy that was in charge of the dearth of development, you put in charge of everything.
And that's probably part of the recurring problem.
Yes.
The park is great. The amenities are great. The fan experience is great. It's great for kids. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's all Jerry cares about. Because it means revenue. And, yeah, the park is never full, don't get me wrong, but it's still revenue. And as long as they can get people there because of the milkshake and the pitch zone and the stuff for the kids and the good food, the product has never mattered.
You know what a big fan of churros I am.
I know. Yeah. You and Barkley and all the women in San Antonio. It's never really mattered. And the way he's run the baseball ops department will tell you that. And so baseball ops, bottom five. And in fairness to Pedro, we can poke fun all we want, and rightfully so.
And he'll be the fall guy.
He'll be the fall guy. I mean, it's not, you know, good luck to anybody. Good luck to anybody operating with those kinds of constraints.
Yeah.
And all the weaknesses that historically we've seen from them, those things that you just laid out. That's it. That's the long and short of it.
Welcome to White Sox fandom.
The Cubs, on the other hand, look good. Talk a little Cubs baseball. Jeff Passan's going to join us coming up at 1:15. And we got phone calls rolling in. Oh, Joey G's back. He took us off mute.
Welcome, Joey.
We got calls rolling in. 312-332-3776. Beautiful spring day. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.